In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The mind of old Adam, your own minds, hears the law of God, and to him it is simple. It's simple because that's the way we want to hear it, to make it manageable, as you have heard me describe old Adam's twisting of God's word in the past. He likes to make God's law manageable in order to know just how much you have to do, to know just how much you can get away with. Therefore, last week we heard Jesus proclaim, "Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill." After all, if we want to make God's perfect, straightforward law manageable, it cannot be more manageable than having it abolished. If there's nothing to manage, then management is easy. Assuredly, I say to you, till heaven and earth shall pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from this law till all is fulfilled, Jesus declares. Therefore, the law of God is still in effect. It still has meaning and purpose. It still holds sway. And if all of that is the case, then old Adam is still at work to make it manageable. For instance, take the fifth commandment. You shall not murder. Whoever murders will be in danger of the judgment. Well, that's simple enough. Don't kill anyone. I'm sure many of you here, if not all of you, can assure yourselves and each other that you've never killed anyone. Perhaps you can even say that you've never participated in anything that in any way led to or supported the killing of another. Law fulfilled, your old Adam tells you. Not so fast, Jesus replies, but I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother will without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whoever says, you fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. It's not enough simply never to have actually killed another. It's just as bad to be angry with your brother, to call him derogatory names, to call another foolish. And we can continue as we are instructed elsewhere in Scripture. For instance, even striking another person is murder. Don't even think about it or speak about it, for these are sins in thought, word, and deed.